Welcome back, you guys. Episode 68 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. Good to see you guys. Happy Sunday morning to you. Hope you guys are doing great. It's 6:45 here in the Great Northwest on this lovely Sunday morning. And good morning. How are you guys? Hope you're doing great. I am doing wonderful, as usual. What a week, huh? Hope you guys had a great one. I had a really good week. I did. I was productive and satisfied? I don't know. Not irritable like I was a few weeks ago. It's been so nice, you guys. Weather's been changing. We've had wonderful, I guess it's the beginning of spring is where we are. It feels like we're midway or late into it. But it's been really nice, just 60 degrees and sunny, and I've had a great week. I've gotten a lot done. Been able to really kind of buckle down on some spring projects that I missed out on last year. Kind of in a break between the boats. I was busy. I had boat work all week, but it was design work, so I was here. And the boats that we built the last few weeks are getting wrapped up and headed out, and I'm getting ready to start. I'm going back in on Monday to start on kind of the big boat project of the spring that should take a few months and probably stress me out a little bit, but I'm looking forward to it. It's been a nice schedule. It's been a nice little, instead of, I don't know if you guys were with me last year when I was kind of grinding it out there and didn't have time for anything else. So this has been nice. I've had a great week fixing fences and got some trees down on the ground, got started on my firewood project for next year, which is always a big one. I kind of dread it. It's a lot of physical work. I really wore myself out, but I'm up and running, moving forward on that. And yeah, just kind of really feeling like I'm settling into a groove here, I guess. I don't know how to say it, but over the last few years of kind of moving myself up here and getting my diet figured out and my schedule figured out and digging myself out of debt and, you know, trying to figure out basically how to make this lifestyle work. Zero carb, simple living up here in my little shack, and you know, I restructured pretty much everything in my life when I was sick a few years ago. So I'm just kind of hitting my stride, it feels like. And as you know, it's kind of been a theme for the last few years of me sort of figuring out what's happening next and where I'm going. And I don't really know. And I have a lot of work right at the moment. So I'm not making any plans, just going to kind of stay put and get it done. But I think that by the time I get into June or July, I should have the boats kind of wrapped up for the spring. And who knows what's next. But I guess what I say, I'm getting into my groove. I'm just kind of not feeling a lot of pressure from a lot of big pending projects, finish the house, you know, all these things I've had to do these last few years, and not feeling a lot of pending or pressure from my health. And so it's been nice. I've been sort of kind of just cruising around, finally getting over the top of I think the place here, getting things to the dump, getting things tidied up. I mean, it's a never-ending project. I've got a few more dump runs in the chute right now, but my shop is almost clean after being buried and stuff for years, and put a lot of time into that this last week. And anyways, yeah, I'm feeling really good, you guys. I'm feeling like I'm moving forward on my personal goals and making progress. And work has been good and not too overwhelming, and I'm not cold, and yeah, so I'm doing really well. So let's talk about zero carb. So from a zero carb perspective, I had a great week. I kept it really simple. I just ate pretty much my hamburgers, a little bit of ribeye bacon, a little bit of steak, and I think that's pretty much it. Maybe some fish earlier in the week. No real events. I did have my ups and downs as usual. But for the most part, pretty much just regular and normal. I'm finding that my normal, you know, as I know, is not the same as everyone else's. And, this week was good. I didn't have any issues. I'm a little frustrated, I guess. I'm regular. And but it's the stuff I talked about before. I get a little concerned, I guess, you know, because the as one of you commented, you know, this my stool always when I read about the way I would describe my stool, it always is alarming. I don't know how to say that any other way. It's like my according to what I read, if I like were to read into, you know, into my stool, you know, I have colon cancer or something like that. And I don't think I do, and it's I'm regular, like I said, every day, once a day, not like I used to be, so it's way better than it ever was. But I'm not firm and you know, black tar basically, and yeah, I just it doesn't feel like there's anything wrong with me, but after years of that, I'm just kind of going, jeez, I wonder. So I don't know. I'm feeling good though. I am. I'm looking forward to my next doctor appointment. It's not for a while, but after so long now and so consistent, I'm wondering if maybe I need to, no hurry like I was before, but maybe try and find my way to a good gastroenterologist. You know, I had one opportunity here with one GI, and he was just terrible. But yeah, I guess I feel like that's something. One of my goals, I guess, is to find a good GI to partner with for the long-term future. I don't feel like I need it right now, but it'd be good to start doing some exploration, I guess, and just kind of nail down some other what ifs, as it were. So, anyways. That's neither here nor there, just kind of talking about my zero carb experience, which is one of my stools being better than they've ever been my whole life, but leaving me wondering a little bit sometimes if I'll ever make a turd in my life just once. Anyways, that's enough about that. That's some funny stuff. That's just me. It's just me realizing, you know, all through this process, I just keep being reminded that I am sick, and it's a good thing. It's affirmation for me. It helps me stay on my path and remember why I'm here, and like I said, affirmation. You know, I feel honestly that's a great thing to hear for me to say that, because the fact that I need affirmation that I'm sick, you know, just indicates that my life is so great otherwise compared to how it's been in the past, where it was, you know, where I couldn't avoid the fact that I was sick. So just have, you know, to need reminders that I am ill, not that I need them, but you know what I mean, just to be able to go through my life without you know, feeling like am I not, you know, like not being sure. That's a great thing. That's progress is what that is. So it's good for me to remember that, because I sit there and second guess myself. Oh, you know, why am I doing this? Or is there something really wrong with me? So yeah, that's a good thing, right? Like that's great. That really, to me is progress. 'Cause a few years ago, I was so sick I couldn't do anything. I couldn't work. You know, I just laid in bed all day. I was in pain and losing consciousness and bleeding and terrified. I wasn't sure I'd be here now, you know, a few years down the road. So for me to be wondering if I'm sick at all is fabulous. So, there were a couple things I wanted to talk about. Let's see if I can remember them. One was that earlier in the week, Mike, how you doing, buddy? Carno, I can't remember your new name. Is it Carno Mad now? Anyways, Mike from the Keto Cowboy, the Carnivore Cowboy, whoever you are, my friend. That was an interesting episode. So Mike had made a video earlier in the week where he talked about something that I had missed on Twitter, which was Amy Berger and Amber, apparently, and I never went back to go look, but apparently having some discussion about zero carb. And the title of Mike's video was something about, I don't remember exactly, but it was zero carb, carnivory, and gatekeeping or something like that. And it was a response that he was having to the discussion that those two were having. Now, if you're not familiar with Amy, she's wonderful. She's one of my first low carb inspirations that I found on Twitter, and I really, really have always felt sort of a real strong connection to her, the types of things that she posts I can really relate to. She's someone who has struggled with depression and feelings of self-confidence and worth. At least those, these, I'm sorry, Amy, if you're watching and I'm putting words in your mouth. I don't think you're watching, but at any rate, I really identified with her path. I've always, she was, like I said, one of the first people I followed on Twitter, and I was attracted to her because she's an attractive woman and had, you know, a story to tell that I very much related to. And I always enjoyed interacting with her. She just seemed like my kind of people and someone I'd really connect with should we meet in person. However, you know, as time went on, she would consistently talk about her struggle with her depression much, and it just was so something I could identify with so strongly. It was much like my lifetime struggle, especially the self-confidence and things like that. And she's so smart, and she writes, you know, she has a great book about Alzheimer's and the low carb connection, and she's so astute. And so as time went on, you know, she kept commenting about her depression, but she would always say how she was really close, you know, to carnivory, but she was out, had always kept her greens. And when I first joined Twitter, you know, I didn't understand a lot. I learned a lot from interacting with people there, and especially I was new to being a sick person and all that. And so I was like, you know, when I first got on there, I was like, hey, I told her at one point she said something, you know, she made a comment about being depressed and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you have to try. Just, I know, you know, it doesn't make any sense that the little bit of spinach you're eating could be making you depressed, but you have to try. And I said that once, and then I really felt, I was very self-conscious about that comment, and she said, thanks, but no thanks. And I'm sick because of my thyroid, and, or my depression is because of my thyroid, and I know that. And, anyways, you know, I'm making her sound like very dismissive. She wasn't. She was receptive, but at the same time said it wasn't for her, which is totally acceptable. But as time went on, the years went on, I just kept noting, you know, her talking about depression, being like, gosh, I just wish I could help. I want to help so bad. And it just, you know, that's probably the main reason I don't participate on Twitter anymore. I'm just too sensitive. Like I said, the fella who made me so upset because he should know better, and then here's this, you know, smart person who I care about. And I mean, as silly as that sounds, I don't. But I do. I feel like I care about this person. And I say I'm too sensitive because I would just read her post and I just want to scream. I just want to grab her like someone, you know, dear to me, and hold her tight, you know, and just say, listen, you just have to try. Go look at what's behind that curtain. It might not help. You might be right. It might be your thyroid. But just go spend 30 days and peer behind that curtain, and then you'll know, you know, please, please, I just want to help you. And because I know that I can't say those things, and the reason you can't say them, and if you read our dialogue that we had this week, I haven't even gotten into the story, but we did have some dialogue, and you know, one of the things she said was, well, and then you come off like a zealot and all that. And so I recognize that, and that's when I say I'm too sensitive, because I hate that about myself. I don't hate the reason for it, but I hate that sometimes I say things that hurt people, you know. So I said it to her years ago, and I could tell that it sort of stung, and she came back with whatever it was. And I learned not to do that. And that's when I say, well, I got off Twitter because I'm too sensitive, because it's not because I'm too sensitive because it hurts me. I'm too sensitive because I just want to help so bad and I can't. And if I say things, I'm rude. And then I agonize over that for weeks and second guess myself. And it's a horrible cycle that I have. Anyways, the point is Mike made that great video about gatekeeping and what a fine line it is. You know, am I telling her, no, that, you know, you don't, like, she's like, I'm so close to carnivore. I'm a big carnivore supporter, you know. And I'm like, but you don't know it. You could be depressed because you haven't gone carnivore. And we haven't had that dialogue, you know. But at any rate, I lost my train of thought. It was something to do with me, with the idea that that's gatekeeping. The idea that that's gatekeeping, that telling someone that just a few bites of vegetables and carnivory are different. And I think you know where I'm going here. We all know there's shades and there is gatekeeping, and what I'm trying to do isn't gatekeeping, but it can be perceived as it, which was her point. And anyways, what a mess. But it wasn't a mess. It was a good thing to work through. So Mike made the video. I left a comment on YouTube saying, thank you, Mike, for making this video, talking about, you know, the idea that it's rude to be a gatekeeper, but that there is a difference, and we do need to sometimes tell people that, hey, what you're doing is not what I'm doing, and there is a difference, and it's well worth your time to just try it. I know you think you're already there. Anyways, I left a comment saying thank you for that, because I didn't use the best wording. I just typed it real quick. It was first thing in the morning. I was getting ready to go to work. I was like, thanks for doing that, Amy. It was one of the reasons I left Twitter. That just really ate me up, and it really discredited her in my eyes. And I said that, and I didn't mean it. I didn't mean those words. It didn't discredit her in my eyes. What I meant to say was it just colored all of our interactions. In the back of my head, I'm always going, yeah, but please try, you know? And so it made me, it never made me, and I'm just using her as an example, and I'm sorry, Amy, you're just an example of this thing that happens in my life regularly with people I care about. It's my family, it's my friends, it's whoever, where I just want to help so bad, and it hurts so bad to know that I hurt you when I say, yeah, but that's not carnivory, or, you know, those 10 spinach leaves might be making a difference, and you're not doing it, and you don't know. You know, I'm not trying to be hurtful, I'm not trying to gatekeep. Anyways, that I thought was a really interesting interaction in Zero Carb that I had this week, and I thought that it was, it helped me move forward in some ways, because we cleared the air. You know, I said why it bothered me that I just wanted to help so bad that I kept wanting to say those things, and she was able to convey, you know, which I knew, which is why I didn't say it and why I left Twitter, but able to convey why, you know, it bothered her when people said those things, the zealousy, you know, the zealot enthusiasm and perhaps a little bit of gatekeeping and all that. But at any rate, it was an interesting interaction. I want to thank Mike for creating the situation, you know, for that to come up. Something that, well, I wanted to say it to her, but want to say it to her again forever, you know, just, I wanted to stress that point, and I'm sure she got the message that, you know, that there's those of us out here whose lives have been dramatically changed by the absence of a few pieces of kale. You know, Amber's a great example. She's really the best in my mind, because, you know, the people who talk about Michaela Peterson or my journey or whatever, you know, Amber's really the one who, in my eyes, had went through it before we did. She's, with regards to, you know, the fact that clinical and chronic depression, the difference between being depressed like that and not being depressed, that can just be a very few leaves, you know, having gone low carb and been keto for a long time and noticing improvement in herself, and then noticing vast, you know, profound improvement when going from keto, low carb, to no carb, to zero carb. There is a big difference there. And that's really, you know, what we're just really hoping to convey to people like Amy. And God, just would love to see you not suffer from depression if it's just as simple as what you put in your mouth. So anyways, boy, that really sounded personal. I really brought up her name a lot, but she really was just the catalyst for that. For that event, and it was a sort of major mental event in my week. I was stressed about the conflict, because I don't do well with that, and I hate feeling like I've hurt people's feelings. But it was good we got all that done. Now, let's move on from that. And all that said, you know, that brings me to the success stories of the people who do hear those messages and do respond. And so I just want to talk really quickly. I haven't had a chance to speak with this person, but I got a secondhand report, and it's so incredible, you guys. I just want to, this will be my success story. One of my old, dear, I mean, someone I care about so much And Stephen Michael, if you're watching this, it's you, buddy. He was sick for so long, for all of the times that I've known him, and real sick, pancreatitis and diverticulitis, and really been something he's struggled with and has affected his life for a long time. He's got two young daughters now. He's been, started a wonderful career, went to school, and he's younger than I am. So, but he was well on his way to a great start, and his disease sidetracked that, and he's been really, struggling for years to manage his disease in a way that allows him to live his life and hit his goals. And, we ran into each other back in, I think it was December maybe, and I told him what I was doing, and, he was curious and open-minded. He was had been struggling with his disease, but he'd gone keto and had made some improvements, and so he told me he was going to try. And then we talked a few weeks after that. I think it was maybe just 2 weeks he had been doing zero carb, and he said, "Man, he goes, I haven't bled since I started." He goes, "That's unbelievable." He goes, "I'm struggling with this and that." He was having, some of the normal first, beginning adaptation struggles, but he was noticing improvement. Well, that was months ago, and I haven't heard from him. And I was kind of thinking I hadn't heard from him because maybe it just hadn't worked out. And then I saw a friend yesterday who told me that he ran into this friend in the water surfing, and that he looked incredible. He described him as like a fit, super buff guy, and this friend had never had that physique, and because of his illness, had always struggled with his weight, and then after both going both directions, and body composition, just because it's, well, you guys know it's so difficult when your guts are a disaster, your body just suffers for it, whether it's wasting away or just gaining fat because you're metabolically unsound or whatever it is. So he had struggled with that forever, and according to this friend, he had seen him and he looked like a million bucks. He was out in the water surfing with tons of energy, and apparently he was out there just raving about eating only meat and how he was feeling alive and had given him his life back. So I don't know. I don't want to go too overboard. But if my journey, gave him the information and influenced him enough to find his health and be able to, I'm going to cry again. if that enabled him to be there for his daughters and his wife, who have the most wonderful relationship, one for the books, one I'm always have held up as a model. If me doing this has given, made him able to live life better, then this whole disease, whatever it is I've got, whatever this path has been, it is all worth it. Like I've always said, if I could just help one person, this would all be worth it. And the people I've been able to help so far, my buddy up the road, Blair, and Steve, those people were sick their whole lives. And if this path, this finding of information has, it's all worth it. So I'll take that black tar every day. And I'll take feeling better than I ever have. To be able to give those guys this information. Man, that really affects me deeply. Sorry about that. So that's unreal, you guys. That has been so great. And that's what I hope for Amy too. I want her to come back. I want to go back on Twitter in a year and hear her say she went through a year without depression and that it's given her life back. It might not happen. It might be her thyroid. But anyways, that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm doing this. So thank you guys for continuing to support it and support me and for listening and watching and all your kind comments, because really I wouldn't be doing this. You know, even just last week someone said, and I apologize, I don't remember who, but they thanked me for doing this because it was helpful to them. And that means so much to me. Because this has been hard, you know. It's a struggle. And sometimes I wonder if it's all worth it. Why I'm here, all that stuff. The normal human things. And I feel like that's given me a purpose. It really has. You know, like often we all struggle with why we're here, what we're doing on this world. And boy, if I can, you know, be a light that shows the path to some folks, helps them achieve their goals, that's good enough for me, for sure. So thank you guys. Thank you for your support, for continuing to encourage me to make these videos and to tell my story. I almost put it away and hang it up just about every week, to be honest with you, but you guys keep me coming back, and it's good. It's great for me. It really is. It requires some discipline to come do this every week, and but it really pays off for me. Every time I finish, wrap up, I recognize the progress that I make every week. And a lot of that comes from the time I spend reflecting on it. So thank you guys. Thank you truly for your support. So that's enough. It's boy, I really chatted it up. It looks like I talked for about half an hour. So I'm going to let it go. Let you guys go, and we'll get on to this beautiful Sunday. There was some other stuff I wanted to share, but I don't remember what it was, and that's enough for now. We'll come back and cover it next time. But anyways, hope you guys have a wonderful week. I hope you continue to make progress. Hope you stay the course, continue to feel better and better, and let's just keep moving forward, you guys. Keep reaching out, keep sharing what works for you. And let's keep trying to help people, gather them all up into our movement here. We're going to be a big old snowball rolling across this world before too much time goes on. And just picking up all the sick folks left by the wayside and giving them some hope, right? So hopefully you're doing great. And if you haven't tried, if you're just on the cusp, jump on in, you guys. Change your life for the better. At least you'll learn something. So, all right. Well, that's enough for now, you guys. I'm going to go and enjoy this wonderful day. I hope you guys do the same. Get out there and enjoy the spring weather, or get ready for winter if you're in that part of the world. And I'll come back next week and check in with you next time. I have some other videos that I keep meaning to make for you that aren't just journal videos. So hopefully I'll get around to those one of these days. But I keep saying it and haven't done it. So we'll see. Anyways, hope you guys have a great week, and thank you as always for listening and watching, and I'll see you next time. All right, thanks. See you.